AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The penalty phase has started for Nicholas Cruz's trial in Florida. He's the gunman who shot and killed 17 people at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. Lead prosecutor Mike Satz highlighted Cruz's brutality, sometimes walking back to wounded victims and killing them with a second volley of shots. More from the AP, Shelley Adler.
About 50 family members of the victims were in the courtroom. Some couples were holding hands. Some parents teared up as the lead prosecutor described the deaths of their children. One mother was crying and she got up and left. Others sat stoically, their arms folded across their chests.
The prosecutor described Cruz as cold, calculated, manipulative, and deadly, citing a video Cruz made 3 days before the massacre. The jury's options are the death penalty or life in prison. A judge in Louisiana is keeping in place a temporary restraining order that has allowed abortions to proceed in the state while legal arguments continue. The ruling holds off a trigger law that would have banned abortions in Louisiana after the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade. Jury selection has started in Washington for Steve Bannon. The one-time top advisor to former President Donald Trump is facing criminal contempt of Congress charges. The AP's Sagar Magani reports he had refused to cooperate with the House committee investigating the Capitol riot.
He spent months arguing he could not testify because Donald Trump claimed executive privilege. 9 days ago, his lawyer said Bannon was willing to testify because Trump waived the claim. The committee has noted the claim was irrelevant since Trump fired Bannon 5 years ago.
Several jurors have been seated. Peyton Gendron pleaded not guilty to federal hate crime charges that could be punishable by the death penalty. He is the white man charged with killing 10 black people at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York. This is AP News. Millions of people are seeking shade in Britain or air conditioning.
The red heat alert mainly covers a big chunk of England, with temperatures possibly reaching 104 degrees. One Londoner says she's working from home to avoid the scorching weather.
I'm choosing to stay at home because I don't want to get public transport, because it's great going to work, aircon's on, but then you've still got to get home.
Chief meteorologist at the Met Office, Paul Davies, says he's never seen anything like this heat before.
To see the brutality of the heat that we're expecting tomorrow, it's quite astounding. And it does worry me a lot, and my colleagues here in the Met Office, that this sort of unprecedented heat could be a regular occurrence by the end of the century.
The highest temperature ever recorded in Britain is 101.7 degrees, a record set in 2019. The country is not at all prepared to handle such heat. Most homes, schools and small businesses in Britain do not have air conditioning. Karen Chamas, London.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.